Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. And you hear me every night on AM 1160 in Chicago from 7:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. But if I can be of any help, a lot of people listen to this on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. So if I can be of any help, you'd see probably down below the descriptions if you're on the web listening to this. But if you're not, you can... How I make myself different than other lenders out there is when you call in, if you call into an 800 number, who are you getting? If you apply online, where's that data going? Well, if you call in to my number, you know where it's going. I'm answering. If you email me or do an online application, where's it going? To me. And I'll follow up with a phone call to let you know I received your information. I'm going over it, and I might even have some questions for you. So people, you know, if you really want to know who you're working with, choose me. Just, you can reach out to me at 630-338-1160, or you can find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com, or just Google Dan Frio, D-A-N-F-R-I-O. So today I want to go over the most common questions I get when people call me or email me, or even a lot of comments that I get on my YouTube channel in regards to either mortgages or credit or any other questions that you might have kind of in that realm. So that's what we're going to go over today. So if you have any of your own questions, please, you know, give me a call. Feel free to give me a call. If you don't want to talk, email me. It's dfrio, F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. Or if you're watching this on YouTube or any other of the accounts, just put a description down below. I respond to every comment, even if it's bad, even if you said something about, you know, you don't like my hair or my glasses or whatever. I'll comment saying, hey, thanks. I'll try to do better tomorrow. So, okay, so let's get on to the questions. And again, if you have any on your own, you know, please let me know what they are. I'd love to answer these for you, because the uncertainty of things is it causes... anxiety, I guess, is a good way to put it. Plus, it also puts off things. So you might say, I'd really like to buy a house, but I don't know if I have enough money. I'd really like to buy a house, but I don't think I have the credit score. I'd really like to buy a house, but I've only been on my job for a year. Can I buy homes based on that? Well, you might be surprised of the answer. So let's get to the first one. And I just went through this actually earlier today and wrote these from my YouTube channel. And I'm going to answer those live. So the first one, are VA loans no money down? So that's how it was referenced. So what is a VA loan? Well, that is for veterans. The big benefit of a VA loan is it gives you, if you're a veteran, qualified veteran, it allows you to buy or refinance your home at 100% of the value of the property. Okay? 100% financing. So in this case, are VA loans no money down? Yep. Because if you're looking to buy a $250,000 home with a VA loan, you're going to get a loan of $250,000. Okay? So that is the VA question. And I have a couple other ones in here that we'll address as we go down through the questions. All right. So the next question, this one is talking about credit. So a lot of my videos, a lot of my shows, if you're a regular listener, I try to discuss the biggest pieces of the mortgage puzzle, which is credit, income, and down payment or your assets. So but let's get to the next one. By pooling my credit, it says, will pooling my credit cause my credit score to go down? Probably. And there's not a specific saying, if you pull your credit report today, it's going to go down 4 points. There is no, nobody could really tell you that. But let me specify, in this case, I guess I revise my question in the, or my answer to this. It says, by pulling my credit, so, you know, will your scores go down? If you pull your own credit, so I created a website. It's called creditscoresandmore.com. You can pull your own credit. It's basically the same report that I get or all lenders would get, and it will not affect your credit score. Zero. Why? You pulled it. You're pulling just to inquire about your credit. You're not applying for credit. So if you pull your own credit on your behalf for an inquiry purpose, there's no hit to your credit scores. So again, if I read this, you know, line or word by word, by pulling my credit, so if you pull your own credit, you won't be affected at all on your credit scores. So you, if you want to see what your true credit scores are, Discover has a score. Is it the one the lenders use? I could almost say 99%. No. The Credit Karma score you have, is it the one that the mortgage company will use to qualify you? No. Those are all educational tools or educational scores. They're not your true credit score that all the lenders will use. But if you go to creditscoresandmore.com, if you go down to step two, it'll say get your true credit report. If you go through that system, you should save about 20% on your order. So it's about $40, and you'll get all your credit scores. And it's very, very, very informative. Okay. And again, there's no hit to your credit score if you do that. So that's that. All right. This one is a two-part section, and I think it's from somebody looking to buy a house and seeing how long it takes to get a mortgage. So this one says, how many days does a loan processor take to get a loan to underwriting? Okay. So that, I hate to say it, but that's a wide open question. A lot of our jobs in the mortgage company or in the mortgage business is a lot relying on you. So you might apply for a loan. So let's say you call in or you go online and you apply for a loan and you fill out everything in detail. So I know I have all that information. So if you've ever listened to past shows, how this process works, I take that data and I upload that into Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or both, to see if your loan will be approved, your data that we have. So now we run that through that system, and it says, yep, it's approved. Okay, so that's the first step of this puzzle. But the question was, how long does it take the processor to get the loan to underwriting? Well, now at this stage, we have an automated approval for you. But in that approval, it's only as good as the information that you gave us. But is that information factual? So we have to validate that information, such as you say that you make $50,000 a year. Well, I need pay stubs and tax returns to prove that. You say you have $10,000 in the bank. Well, I need bank statements to prove that. Okay, so those are things that I need from you. So if you get that information to me timely, let's say it's a Monday, you applied. I sent you out you got the automated approval on Monday. So now I say, okay, get me your pay stubs, your W-2s, your tax returns, your bank statements, and you send that to me on Tuesday. Well, probably 24 to 48 hours, it's going from the processor, the person that collects all this stuff, puts it in a certain order, and gives it off to an underwriter. An underwriter is a person who is licensed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to validate the information you gave us. So probably within 24 to 48 hours, that information is being passed to the underwriter. Okay. So now the next question, the two-part question, is how many days after it goes to underwriting is it clear to close, or can I close on my loan? Well, there's more links of the chain involved. But so let me walk you through that, because it's a wide open question. There is no set thing saying, well, 48 hours and then you close, because this process, there's a lot of links in the chain. So now your loan went from the processor to the underwriter. They validated your income, your assets, and everything else. So you're good to go. So now we might have the appraisal. We might not have the appraisal. So now we have your income that validated that, your credit that validated that, your assets that validated that. So now we need the appraisal. So let's say we have the appraisal in hand. We have everything. Now that is passed on to the underwriter for the clearing of the loan to close. Normally, in most cases, it takes 24 to 72 hours to do that. And then you'll be issued what we call a clear to close or a CTC. And then you close on your loan. So I hope that answered your question. So those are the first three questions that I have from YouTubers and callers in and a lot of emails that I get. And I hope those answer those questions. When we come back, I'm going to go over some things on, you know, can you pay off credit cards with a VA loan? Do you have to pay for an appraisal when you're getting a loan? How do you get rid of PMI? We're going to go through down payment assistance, a lot of other questions that we have. So again, but if you have a question specific to me and you'd like to give me a call and talk personally, call 630-338-1160. You can email me at dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. Or if you just want to look me up just to check out my, you know, ratings or anything about me, just Google Dan Frio, D-A-N-F-R-I-O. So, when you come back, we're going to go over more questions that listeners and viewers have. So don't go away. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you have a question for me, and this segment, we're going to continue like we did the last segment. We're going to go over questions that people call in, email me, post on YouTube, post on social media that they have in regards to mortgages. Now, the toughest thing is, I always say, not knowing puts you in a bad spot. You know, it makes you anxious, but it also can make you a target to be taken advantage of. So I'll leave it at that. So, but if you have any questions, don't feel that it's like, you know, I don't want to ask. If you want to be incognito, just email me. Your email address might be, you know, HectorMachoCamacho.com or something like that. You know, I don't know who you are, but I'll answer the question, you know, back to you if you have a question. So let's get on with it. The next question I have is related also to a VA loan or VA programs. The question was, can I pay off debt with a VA mortgage? You betcha. And you can pay off debt up to 100% of your home's value. Okay, so let me preface it by this. My goal isn't to put you into any more debt. My goal, or I look at it as my role, is to help you with the scenario you have. So I always tell people, let me get the pieces of the puzzle. Let me put the puzzle together, and then let's talk details. So a lot of times the first question I get is, what's today's rate? And I'll make that my next question. But I'm like, what depends? I'm not trying to divert the answer. But it truly depends. What's your credit score? What kind of home do you have? Are you looking to purchase a home? Are you looking to refinance a home? Are you refinancing and pulling out money? You know, all this stuff weighs in on that rate. Are you looking for a fixed 10-year, 15-year, 20-year, 25-year, 30-year, adjustable? What do you want? So I need the pieces of the puzzle. I'll put the puzzle together, and then I'll get back with you and say, here's exactly what I can do for you. Do you want to do it or no? The ball's in your lap at that point. So again, my goal isn't to put you into any more debt. Here's what I'm getting at. You might say, Dan, that's not a good idea to go 100% of your home's value and pay off credit cards. Okay, well, let me ask you this. If you have a $100,000 home, and you have, let's say it's free and clear, but you have $100,000 in credit card debt at 28% interest rates. what's the best thing to do? Continue to pay the $100,000 in credit cards at 28% interest, or refinance it with a VA loan with rates in the fours? You tell me. So the next question is, let me kind of think as I'm going through this. Somebody might say, well, file bankruptcy, file this, do that, do that. I'm not going down that realm. I'm just saying I'm taking your debt and trying to structure it to be more of a financial steward for you. I'm not putting you into debt. You have it. How do we structure it to make it make sense to you financially in regards to monthly payments as well as tax benefits? Okay, so that's my rant on VA at 100%. So if you have qualms with going 100% of your home's value, then don't do it. But you know, if you have all that credit card debt, that might be an option for you. Okay, do I have to pay for an appraisal? Most of the time, yes. If you're buying a home, most of the time, yes. Refinancing a home, most of the time, yes. However, what I mean by most of the time is if you listen to past shows, you know the process that is taken when you're getting or applying for a loan. We take all of your information. We then take that data and we upload it into Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac's website. And they do probably 90 to 95% of the mortgages in the country. So when we run your loan information or your data in that system, their system, their computer system that's reading the data will come back and say if we need an appraisal or not. There are times when we'll get what we call a PIW, property inspection waiver. If you get that, you do not need an appraisal. But that happens, I won't say very rarely, but it happens rarely. If you have phenomenal credit scores and you're putting down 20, 30, 40% down on a home purchase, it might kick out and say, yeah, you don't need an appraisal. Same thing with a refinance. You have 800 credit scores, you're at a 50% of your home's value. It might say, you know what, you don't need an appraisal, but it's a computer automated system that dictates that. Okay, the next question. So this is in regards to PMI. I have a 730 score, an FHA mortgage at 5%. I'm at 80% of my home's value. How do I get rid of FHA PMI? Okay, so let's reference back to, let's go from the bottom up. They have an FHA loan that they have PMI on. So if that FHA loan was taken out in the last 5 years and you financed it on a 30-year term at higher or greater than a 90% loan to value, so 90% of the home's value, you will have FHA PMI on your loan for the duration of that loan. So it will be on there for all 30 years if you have the 30-year mortgage. Okay, so the only way to get rid of it is to refinance. You cannot call up the bank and say, okay, reevaluate my home and let's drop the PMI. It's etched in stone. It is on there for 30 years. Okay, so we go back through this. They have a 730 credit score, which is a great credit score. They have an FHA loan at 5%. Today's rates are lower than 5% in most cases. I'm at 80% of my home's value. That means if they refinance, they do not need PMI, period. So the 730 score with the 80% loan to value, we should be able to get them a lower rate than 5 with no PMI. So in this whole scenario, depending on when they took out the loan, I would probably go back to this person and say, you know what, we could probably put you on a 20-year term or a 15-year term with the same payment you're paying now, because we're probably eliminating at least $100 plus of the PMI. So that would be my answer to that one. You'd have to refinance into a conventional loan and eliminate PMI. So that's that. Okay, so the next one is, Dan, what is DPA? So that's an abbreviation that we use in the mortgage business. DPA is down payment assistance. Okay, so here's what that is. In many states, especially in Illinois and Wisconsin, and I'm in the Midwest, I'm in Chicago, Those are the two that I know on the top of my head. Indiana has the program as well. There's a down payment assistance program. And there's in Illinois, there's about five different variations of it. And what it does is it's if you have no money, it's a way for you to buy a home. And the state will give you, there's grant money available to you for your down payment or to help you with your down payment. And it ranges from a percentage of the loan amount to some go up to $10,000 in down payment assistance. And it varies on, you know, what your repayment plans are, what your income is, what your credit score is, and a bunch of other factors. So if you're interested in any down payment assistance programs, I would highly suggest just call me and we can go through specifically what it is. But basically, it's funds available to you to use for your down payment if you don't have any money for your down payment. So if that makes sense. So let's say, for example, you're buying a $100,000 home and you need 3% down, meaning you need $3,000 and you don't have any. Well, the first thing I might say is, you know, why don't we maybe look at some things to maybe get you a little reserve account? Or especially in Illinois, your rent might be so darn high that you just can't save. And buying a home is going to reduce your payment. So that makes sense. So we can look at all the options for you in regards to down payment. Okay. So the next question, and I think we'll end it here. Does my debt ratio need to be below 43%? So first thing you might say is, what is a debt ratio? Okay. Pretty simple. We call it debt to income, or DTI. So let's break that down. Debt to income. So debt, that's all of the accounts on your credit report, plus your proposed mortgage or your mortgage. That's your debt to income. What is your income? So let's say you make $48,000 salary. Well, we take the $48,000 divided by 12, that's $4,000 a month. So that's your income. So your debt's divided by your income. So does it need to be below 43%? That's an old rule. Conventional financing used to say you don't want to or you cannot qualify for a mortgage if your debt ratio is over 43%. That's an old rule. Most of conventional financing will now go to 50%, and FHA programs will go to 57%. Don't shoot me. I'm the messenger. I'm just reading you the guidelines. You might say 57% debt ratio is not a solid foundational loan. I don't make the rules. I'm just reading you the guidelines. So those are my YouTuber and emailer and caller in questions that I most commonly get. So I hope you found this show very informative. If you did, please don't forget to reach out to me. You can get me at 630-338-1160, or you can reach me at 1160mortgage.com. Or even email dfrio, F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. Thanks again for listening. I will be back again tomorrow. God bless. See you then.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.